Good morning, a Monday morning, and we are with Ken Lovett, who joins us each Monday, the Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Here's your column headline today, Ken. Nixon failed to best teach out. Cuomo's new direction paid off. As we look back at the primary win, a big one for Cuomo. Your analysis, sir.
Yeah, if you look at it, Cynthia Nixon, who came into the race with a lot of publicity, you know, because of her celebrity, she was the first primary against Cuomo since 4 years ago when Zephyr Teachout took him on. But it turned out, percentage-wise, Teachout did as well or better in a lot of cases. They both got about the same amount of the vote, which was about 33.5% against Cuomo. But then Teachout had won 4 years ago 26 counties. Nixon only had 13. Teachout did better in the suburbs and parts of New York City than Nixon did. And in the end, the actual anti-Cuomo vote, because 4 years ago you also had a 4% that Randy Credico or Fringe Dem got in the primary. Back then it was 38%. This year it was down to 33.8%. So overall, she did worse than Zephyr Teachout.
And you and I have been talking about how she didn't take advantage of a lot of free media that Teachout did take advantage of to get the message
out. No, she didn't. I mean, you know, Zephyr Teachout could only dream of such free media, but Teachout did much better upstate, and Nixon really virtually ignored upstate. She made a couple of trips, but really didn't focus on it at all. She didn't go to the suburbs much, if at all. So she just really focused heavily on New York City, and it did not pay off. The governor got 70% or more, in one case in the Bronx, 80%, in every borough of the five boroughs except Manhattan, where he still got 57%.
You even point out that the lieutenant governor candidate, City Councilman Jumaane Williams, the Democrat from Brooklyn, had more votes than Nixon.
Nixon got 511,000 votes, so a little more than that. Jumaane, with 100,000 fewer people voting in the LG primary, actually got 640,000 votes. So he got considerably more. You know, now look, the 511,000 votes Nixon got is almost as many votes as there were total in 2014, raw votes. But that's because, you know, a million more people came out for this primary. But she didn't fare well percentage-wise. She didn't do much better than Zephyr Teachout, much to the chagrin of people who supported her.
You wrote an interesting article on Sunday, yesterday, about the progressive wins in Senate races in New York that could make things complicated for the governor, as many might see a win by Democrats, a win for Cuomo.
You know, obviously the fight for the Senate is going to be key this November, and one of the key things to watch. Right now, the Republicans hold a one-seat advantage, but you had seven incumbent Democrats, six of them who were with the Independent Democratic Conference, who were aligned with the Republicans up until April, and then a seventh who was a more conservative in some ways. They all lost. So you're going to have a much more progressive, much more liberal-leaning Senate Democratic Conference if they manage to win a seat or two in November and take control of the chamber. That's going to hurt the governor, who's kind of used the Senate to block things on the left that he didn't want to happen, and he was able to blame the Senate Republicans for blocking it. So you're going to see a lot of issues, whether it's single-payer health care, whether it's Reproductive Health Act, all those kinds of things that they've been waiting to pass for years may start flowing, and if the Assembly goes with it, the governor is going to have to make a choice of whether to sign it or veto it. So it's going to be interesting. As Bill Lipton, the head of the Working Families Party, says, instead of setting the agenda, he's going to be reacting to the legislative agenda.
And he goes forward in a general election. The Republican candidate, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, after what we've just seen, what are the chances he could come close or even reach victory?
I'm sure last week's turnout really worries them. It was an uphill battle to begin with, but if Democrats are really charged in the era of Trump and they want to come out in the midterm elections, which usually favor the Republicans, by the way, with the off-year elections, off-presidential elections, then they've got to be really concerned. It's an uphill battle. They've got to hope that the governor falters. They got to hope somehow they can raise some money to get their message out. But his message is virtually the same as one that Cynthia Nixon did, which was the governor is corrupt and the governor didn't fix the subways. And, you know, he was even asked. That did not work, though, for Nixon with Democrats. How are you going to win on it? And he says he's just going to keep pushing it and pushing it.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us each Monday for a conversation that we really appreciate. You can find out more at nydailynews.com or listen to more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.